Welcome to the We Like to Say We're Experts podcast, where we go over noteworthy news, pop culture, and everything in between. And now, your hosts, Evan and Nicole.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and we are on episode 51. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Evan.
And just in case you missed our announcement from last week, we are moving from a weekly show to an every other week show. So nothing is changing as far as the show format, but we'll now be coming twice a month instead. Just to make sure we're getting the best content out for you guys and also maintaining sanity with work and adulting.
In a pandemic. No one's here to listen about that. We're here to forget.
No. So we're going to start off with our two news stories. And the first one takes place in Canada. And so in Quebec, there was an imposed curfew to try to curb people going out if they don't have to for like the pandemic. And it basically said like the only time you can go out after. So you can go out before 8 p.m. I'm sorry. So it says the new measure prohibits Quebec residents from leaving their homes between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. There's some exceptions. If you have to go to your job, they said if you walk your dog at night, like that's fine. Like there's other things. So this woman was trying to get around that. And so she didn't have a dog to walk. So she decided to walk her dog husband, which means she put a leash on her husband and made him walk like a dog so they could get out after curfew.
I would never kink shame anyone. Probably, but I don't feel like this was done to circumvent the curfew necessarily. You know
was,
what I mean?
It's also my thought, too. Like,
they're doing this because they want to do this, and there's probably going to be less people outside.
Yeah. So they did get caught. One of their neighbors obviously saw them, and probably, like many people, was like, what the actual fuck?
I mean, the Joneses are doing something real weird to me.
I know we've mentioned this on the show, but it reminds me of Tiger King. Remember when they got married?
Oh, God, yes. And
the leash thing. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. So their neighbors reported them, and they each got a $1,500 fine, Canadian dollars.
Good.
But yeah, so it says essential workers, students with night classes can go out if you have to go to the pharmacy, hospital. So, like, obviously there's reasons you can go out, but walking your husband like a dog is not one of those reasons.
Yeah, if you have Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
I did not expect to hear coming out of the pandemic. But anywho.
So our second news story, I thought this was really fascinating. So I guess somebody did like a study on HBO and how many people like subscribe to HBO or HBO Max. And this study found that after Game of Thrones ended, half of all HBO viewers dropped like their HBO subscription.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. They said they got some back when Watchmen came back, mm-hmm. which was a really good show. Would recommend.
Recommend.
It's like a miniseries. Yeah, we did. It's really good. But yeah, it said it was by more than half following the show when it ended in 2019. Yeah. And most of that was between their 18 and 49 audience. Because that's probably like who was watching.
Yeah, there's probably everybody that would like. I feel like a lot of those people were people that would like maybe pirate the show, but because it was like so current, you know, you want to see it. I can definitely see. And honestly, before like Watchmen, between Game of Thrones and Watchmen, I personally can't think of a ton of stuff on HBO. Like, in general, I don't think there's a ton of stuff on HBO I'm particularly interested in.
Yeah, I think, like, we watch some shows, but they're more miniseries. Like, remember we watched that one that had, like, Jason Bateman and, like, the creepy, like, monster thing? Remember it was, like, the Stephen King? We reviewed it. I can't remember. We watched that.
That was pretty good.
But they're, like, miniseries. Yeah, they're not, like, TV
like six,
shows.
6-8 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. Because there's...
Like, I watched a couple docuseries on there.
Was that the thing that had the 1940s Living in America, or was that on Showtime?
Oh, that was HBO.
That was HBO.
Yeah, okay. The one where it was like the alternate history of World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was HBO. But again, these are like all miniseries, so like they're not really...
Yeah, I mean, what? I named essentially three shows that I would watch. Like, I don't think it's necessarily worth the full price of the subscription. I mean, we have it.
Obviously. Yeah. I do
HBO would like to sponsor us. Please feel free to write in, but...
I think I liked it more for like the movies. Like, we watched Shazam. We watched both Wonder Woman's on it. We're going to watch Justice League on it.
Yeah, they have DC movies.
Yeah.
That's starting to pick up a little bit. DC movies aren't as terrible as I thought.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And I think we got like grandfathered into a lower price because we had HBO now, so I don't think we're paying the full price, which is fine, so I don't really care.
This is like an aside, but their naming convention for different apps confuses me.
HBO Go.
Now, and then there was HBO Go. I don't even know if HBO Go is
It's just HBO Max. Everything is. So if you want like the streaming service, it's HBO Max. That's the only thing they offer.
I don't know why they had different ones for a while.
It was... definitely very confusing.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. But I'm not surprised because I feel like Game of Thrones is why people bought HBO.
That's why I had it. Well, I mean, I had it because of you, but I presume that's why you had it.
Yeah, that's why I got it. Because that. And then, like, there's... I'm trying to think of if there was other shows I watched on there, like, before. I think it was more, like, miniseries or movies. Like, I think I watched Deadpool on there once, like, when Deadpool's it first came out. Yeah, like, I've been watching more movies. On there. I think the third one's coming. They announced that, like...
it's going to be rated R and tied into the Marvel Universe, which I'm very excited
about. I'm fine with that. Well, on that note, we are going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the final season, season 4 of Netflix's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. All right, so we're back, and the first review that we have today is the final season of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix, and I think this came out in 2017 or 2018, because it came out in like 4 parts. It was only on for a few years, and I remember like, so I grew up watching like the teenage witch, yeah, and so when they announced this as like a spooky version, I like was kind of like, maybe this will be okay. I didn't realize that it was actually a comic book. Like, the people that make Archie, that own Sabrina the Teenage Witch, like, the IP, they made, like, a spooky Archie, which is what that show Riverdale is. And then they made a spooky... Side note, I've watched Riverdale. I didn't like it. And that was also my thing, because I had started Riverdale and I didn't like it. So I was like, well, I like the Sabrina one. But we watched all 4 seasons and I really liked it. I was surprised you liked it. Cause like it takes place about a girl that's a witch in high school, so I didn't think you'd like it, but it has a lot of like magic and spooky stuff, yeah, and you actually knew a lot about what was going on this final season.
Yeah,
more than like I knew. Cause what were the name of the bad guys this season?
Eldritch Terrors. Eldritch.
And like, what are they again?
They're like Cthulhu.
I don't know what that is.
He's like a big tentacle monster god thing.
Like a Greek god?
No, like... I forget it. I think Love... you know, like H.P. Lovecraft. I think he's the one that came up with all this nonsense.
Okay.
I don't know. Can't remember or don't know if it came up before that. That's how I know it.
Is that what that HBO show, like Lovecraft County or something, mm-hmm. is based on? Oh, do you want to watch that? Okay. Next show. Next Sorry.
Show. Yes. But yeah, it's like... old god... they are old gods.
Okay.
Dead. HP or wherever, yeah. The inspiration for Robin. Like, they make people go insane. It's essentially the high 10,000 foot version of it. Like,
okay,
you look at one of these monsters, like, you're gonna be babbling idiot. Like, that's it.
Now, do you remember what all of them were? I remember there was the Void.
There was, okay, so in season 4 yep. of Sabrina, there was 8 terrors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can recall. So we got the Void.
Yep.
The Uninvited.
Yep.
The
Cosmic.
The Cosmic. Oh, God. They were...
this is hard.
Void, Uninvited.
Oh, the one that... what was the one that, like, made it that alternate timeline with Father Blackwood?
The Perverse.
The perverse.
The weird.
What was the final one?
That was a void.
Okay. So that's five.
5 out of 8's like a failing grade.
Almost. I know.
Come on. Let's think of one more.
Did they...
They had all 8.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I feel like I can't remember what it was in the first one.
I thought the first one was The Uninvited.
Was it The Uninvited?
I can't remember.
I don't think so. I thought it was the second one.
Yeah, you might be right.
The first... Oh, the darkness.
Like, oh, yeah.
Or whatever. So we got 6. And I'm okay. I'm going to stop there because I really can't think of the other
yeah.
ones. But
that's okay.
It was like... Gimmick episode of the week every week.
Yeah, like everyone had a different theme. What was the one with the music band that came back? Remember it was like Satanic Panic. Was that one we already mentioned? I just remember that was an episode, but I don't
know. Oh, that was...
I'm determined to get them.
That's okay. I don't remember the name of that one, to be honest.
That's okay. No big deal. But I really liked it this final season. Okay, so spoiler alert, if you have not watched Sabrina or the final season, maybe skip forward because we're going to talk about the final episode and some plot points. This is your warning.
This is your warning. And if you're listening this far, we've already spoiled a fair bit of it anyway. So.
Yeah, but we haven't really spoiled, like...
We've only spoiled heavily.
Yeah. So the show ends with Sabrina dying, and I'm not sure how I feel about this.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't really like the ending of the show.
Yeah.
I feel like, for me personally, I really like... So, it was 8-episode season.
Right? Yeah.
And The Endless was another one.
Okay.
Yellow Chairs. But I feel like up until... I like the first 5 episodes a lot.
Yeah.
And then I feel like 6, 7, and 8 weren't as good. You know what I mean? Like, it was... So it's like spooky monster of the week.
Then it was like the worlds are colliding.
And then but even with that, it's kind of like, all right, it's this shtick again, you know, like, oh, which monster of the week is it? And then it's like, well, I have a gripe about the final episode, which is, so episode 7 is The Endless, and episode 8 is The Void, and then, like, it's never, the idea is to kill or trap all the Eldritch Terrors, but you can't. So you gotta trap them, but The Endless is like just not, as far as we know, it doesn't die and it hasn't been trapped. We don't really know what happened to it.
Yeah.
And then it ends with Sabrina dying and what's his face killing himself so he could be with her forever.
Yeah, that was Nick. Also strange. Yeah, her
Nick,
like,
yeah, Nick. Oh yeah, side plot point, Nick and Sabrina get back together, which I thought was like, okay, like that's fine. It's weird that it never... The final episode seems a little ham-fisted because, like, even with their new relationship, Nick never is like breaks it off with Prudence.
Yeah.
Which seemed really weird. Like, the second, like, episode 4 or 5, the second you see Nick try to get back together with Sabrina, Nick and Prudence are, like, never in the same scene together at all anymore. Like, that was kind of weird. Like, they kind of hand-wave them away. Like, Nick times Prudence.
Yeah.
And then, like, But something about the final episode, it felt like it was too fast. I feel like...
Yeah, I don't know, I felt like...
I feel like there's a lot of open plot points.
I felt like they killed Sabrina to, like, make sure they can, like, never bring Sabrina back.
Like, yep, show's over.
But it felt weird. Also, I guess, like, the comic book is still going to continue, so, like, if you're interested, you could... You, in, like, the plural sense, can always, like, read the comics, but... But yeah, I guess because it was the final season, maybe they just thought this was, like, the best way to wrap it up as far as her dying, but...
I'm not saying it's the worst ending
No.
ever. Like, it was okay, but it wasn't what I expected and not in the good way.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted Sabrina to live happily ever after the end. They killed not one, but 2 Sabrinas.
That's right, because they killed, like, the devil one.
I forgot season 3. I forgot a lot. About season 3 when, like, Sabrina split herself into, like, 2 Sabrinas.
Yeah.
So the split one dies, and then the regular one dies in the course of 2 episodes. And
yeah.
And it's like, yep.
They all dead.
Yeah, I just feel like there's so many. There's a lot of little threads of the show, I feel like, that were not buttoned up, which bothers me a lot. Especially if this is the show that was able to plan out a finale. I feel like they didn't plan it out well enough. personally.
Yeah. Very true.
Like, again, like, The Endless, which was just Salem from another universe, essentially, like...
That was really funny when the aunts from the original show were the aunts in the alternate universe. I thought that was pretty funny. And I thought that the talking cat just being like a really bad animatronic cat.
Bad animatronic. I'm sad it wasn't voiced by the same one from the Melissa Joan Hart show. But
same. But on that note, we're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss...
Mandalorian.
Season 2.
The best. Once upon a time, and a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was...
Baby Yoda!
Baby Yoda. Also known as Grogu. Yeah, Mandalorian Season 2 is what we're talking about right now, and it was good. I forget how many episodes total. There was only one, like...
I think there was 8 as well.
Was there also?
Yeah.
There was only one, like, real filler episode.
Was it the one with the eggs?
The second one of the season.
But it brings us Baby Yoda eating eggs and all the memes and all the gifs and a fucking Funko Pop out of it.
Someone in this household, not me, is very excited for a Funko Pop.
I pre-ordered it, like, 6 weeks ago. I've been waiting.
Someone loves Baby Yoda a whole lot. But no, I thought this was good. I really like... Pretty much, again, everything except for the filler episode in the season was really good because, you know, they had the Grogu arc.
Yeah, with Ahsoka.
Spoilers, obviously. So you meet Ahsoka from the Clone Wars. Phenomenal. You meet...
Bill Burr's back.
Bill Burr, Boston in Space, is back. What is her name? The Lady Mandalorian. Not Sabine.
Bo-Katan. Yeah.
And then Bo-Katan, also from the Clone Wars. This was just like... This is Dave Filoni going, you know what? People hated the sequels, but they love the Clone Wars show.
Let's bring them all.
Element, which, yeah. It worked really well the way he did it.
Yeah.
You know, he's really good at making Star Wars things, unlike Kathleen Kennedy. But,
ouch.
But, no, I loved everything. I love Bill Burr. Circling back to that, Bill Burr's episode might have been my favorite one.
Yeah, that was really good because they like basically
it's like
on an adventure.
Episode.
Oh my god, you forgot Boba Fett.
Oh my god,
you forgot freaking
Boba Fett! I forgot my favorite person. Boba Fett.
Cancelled!
Boba Fett's back officially. Boba Fett's also getting his own show.
Boba Fett also got Boba Fett.
He's Boba Dad Bod now.
Yeah, right.
You try getting eaten by what do you call it, honey?
A Snarlack, but it's Sarlacc.
Snarlack is a lot funnier to me. So yeah, Boba Fett's back as well, which
yeah.
is great. And he helps Mando get Grogu back after Grogu gets stolen.
Let's talk about that final episode. I shed a lot of tears.
A lot of tears were shed. Final episode, love it. You got Dark Troopers that are just robots. Phenomenal.
You got Boba Fett, like, not seeing Luke Skywalker come back, and they're just like...
Yeah, he was.
Like two trains passing in the night.
Yeah, they really were. Like, Boba Fett, like, went in and out, and then Luke shows up. Great.
I think it'd be funny if, like, they saw each other again.
I don't think Boba would really care, though.
But didn't, like... Okay, so let's go back. Because I don't really... I'm going to be honest. I don't remember. So... You haven't even seen that movie.
I don't even know.
It's from The Sandlot. That's from The Sandlot.
The Goonies, got it.
Anyways, so... Wasn't Luke there when he got pushed in the pit, though?
Yes.
So don't you think he'd be mad at Luke?
No.
That he was
Luke
like...
Luke didn't push him in the pit.
Who pushed him in?
A blind Han Solo hit him with, like, a wrench, and it made
What do you mean he was blind?
So when Han woke up from being frozen in carbonite in episode 6, he still didn't have his sight back because
okay.
that's an effect of carbonite freezing.
Okay. Okay. No, I thought it was Luke.
This has been my dissertation. It was
that
not,
pushed
it was
him.
Not Luke. That Luke was present. Luke did not attempt to kill Boba Fett.
Okay, so here's the saddest part. We know that Grogu, aka Baby Yoda of my dreams, is going to be saved by
a Jedi.
I almost said it was going to be saved by a lightsaber.
I mean, technically true. Jedi's usually have one.
And the Jedi is going to like teach him the ways of the Force because like his Force. School got, like, interrupted one
His
day.
His school got interrupted. I think you mean there with a Jedi genocide.
Order 66? Okay. Well, he didn't die. Someone saved him.
Yeah.
To be TBD on who saved him.
Who actually saved him.
Maybe it was Papa Yoda.
Maybe it was Daddy Yoda.
He was like, hey, that's me.
That's a baby version of me.
Oh, no, that's Mario. Sorry.
Me, that is. That's more like Yoda.
You just got to be correct with all your lingo. Facts. But, so Luke comes in and he's all like, whoa, whoa. And he kills a bunch of like bad guys, and then he comes, and the saddest part was he's like, he needs your permission, Mando. And Mando takes off his helmet and sheds a little tear, and then Baby Yoda puts his hand on his face, and they have this like heart-to-heart moment. I was bawling like a
That's
baby
true. You know, Mando just looks at Grogu and says, you know, life is good, but it could be better. And then
is that from something?
Well, Wonder Woman 84, Pedro Pascal's character in that.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's,
it was so sad. And now I feel like we're not going to see Baby Yoda for, like, ever.
We're going to see Baby Yoda.
He better be back next season.
Baby Yoda sells so much merchandise, there's no way we're not going to see Baby Yoda.
He better be back.
He might not be back to, like, the last episode of the next season or something, but he's coming back.
He better be back in the Boba Fett show.
I don't know,
we just see him in space, like, fly the ship with Luke, like, doo 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 doo.
Let this child fly an X-Wing.
What if it's one of those things where, like, he's holding the ball in the ship, and Luke's piloting it, and Baby Yoda's just like this, and Slave One comes, and he's like, it's Grogu!
You do anything to have Baby Yoda.
He's so cute. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna give everybody a cold dose of reality. Ready? The Mandalorian show would not be the same without Baby Yoda. It's a buddy cop show about Mandalorian and Baby Yoda. What I mean by that is they are two halves of a whole, and now you just took away a half.
Baby Yoda was a plot.
Okay. People canceled their Game of Thrones HBO membership. I'm going to cancel Disney Plus because they took away if they take away Baby Yoda forever.
I got bad news. Disney Plus is under my subscription. And I'm not.
I got ways. I will find a way to cancel
you're
it.
Gonna, just out of spite, you're going to sign up and cancel
Well, I got to wait. I got to wait if we're seeing more Baby Yoda. I can't cancel it now. Yeah, but I got to wait. I got to give it time. I just think the people need.
You know there's got to be more Baby
Yoda. Yeah, but what if it's like 3 years from now? I can't wait till then.
Why not?
Why can't they do, like, a Baby Yoda animated show, like, to give me something in between?
Why? I don't think it would be quite the same.
I would watch anything that had Baby Yoda in it. I'd watch, like, a Baby Yoda Christmas special. And I know Star Wars Christmas specials are bad, but I would watch a Baby Yoda one.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been my life since Baby Yoda was introduced.
What else needs to be said about season two? We got Baby Yoda to Luke. Was anything else as important as this?
Ahsoka Tano showed up and...
Okay, she's getting her own show.
Suggested that Grand Admiral Thrawn is still alive.
Okay.
That's a huge deal.
She's getting her own show. We can figure that out in her own show.
Boba Fett is alive and getting his own show.
He got real fat. He getting his own show. He killed the guy with the snakes for ears. You know the guy that has the...
Those are not snakes for ears. Those are part of his head.
Okay, well, he's dead.
It's called a Twi'lek, and
he dead.
Really funny that guy also got fat.
They both were eating too many Twinkies, because it's the only thing that lasts, even in space.
All right, no, I was gonna. The whole Darksaber issue is really important that came up.
Right, and I bet you one day Baby Yoda's gonna wield that to save the universe.
Baby Yoda is not gonna be crowned King of Mandalore.
I don't know that.
I'm telling you that.
His dad's a Mandalorian. Doesn't that give him, like, the passed down rights? Like, your dad's a Mandalorian. You're a
Mandalorian.
The
Mandalorian is not Baby Yoda's dad.
You're going to tell me that's not...
Biologically.
Okay, but someone stole the Mandalorian and made him a Mandalorian as a kid. So technically he's not a Mandalorian either.
He's
what about
a Jedi.
That? Who?
Yeah, Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda's
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Mando.
So wait, you're...
Was stolen as a kid. Din Djarin.
Correct.
Was stolen, so he's not technically like a blood Mandalorian either.
No, but he's actually a Mandalorian.
Okay, so he can make Baby Yoda a Mandalorian.
That's not how that works.
Oh, why? Says who?
Okay, there's like eight things wrong with that, and he moved the goalpost no less than four times while talking at once. So
he's the king of Mandalore. Okay, we're gonna wait till the season. It's gonna be the series finale. I'll make you a bet. It's gonna be the series finale, and he'll be sitting on the throne.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, no. It's gonna be like a Game of Thrones finale, but better.
Baby Yoda.
Yep.
Is obviously
a Jedi. Yeah, we know.
Jedi's cannot be Mandalorians.
Why?
It just doesn't work that way.
But why?
You can't. This isn't like Dungeons and Dragons. You can't dual spec what you are. You can't be like a bard paladin. Okay.
Even if Din Djarin is like, no. I want him to be.
Baby Yoda would have to train his whole life. Essentially, be Mandalorian. He's instead.
What if Luke secretly? What if we don't know? What if this is a like a switch and grab, and he's training him to be a Mandalorian? Okay.
Also, there is no way the 1 foot tall baby Yoda would be a Mandalorian.
Why?
It's not happening.
You can't imagine him wearing a little baby Mandalorian Beskar. Oh,
I
that'd be so cute.
Saw a cartoon drawing.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be so cute.
But no. Okay. So this is a big plot point that I didn't mention, and somehow we got here with the 8 hours of Baby Yoda talk, but the whole Darksaber thing is really interesting because it has stupid rules. You can only wield it, and it only has, like, air quotes power. Like, doesn't really have power. It's essentially like
it reminds me of Dumbledore's wand thingy in Harry Potter.
It's like a janky version of a lightsaber almost. Like, it's as powerful as a lightsaber, but you can only, like, wield it if you defeat the opponent that wielded it.
And that's why Bo couldn't take it.
So Bo-Katan somehow lost it to Moff Gideon. Still have no idea how that happened. Waiting to figure that out.
Was that not in the Clone Wars?
No.
Oh.
As far as I know. No. Because I watched all the seasons of
What about Rebels?
I didn't watch all of Rebels.
Okay.
I thought Rebels was stupid.
Well, maybe it was in Rebels, is what I'm saying.
The animation was really bad. So I do need to go back and watch Rebels. Also, side note, I hate the main character of Rebels. He's terrible. Ezra's terrible. He's an unlikable character. But anyway, back on topic. So, Moff Gideon had the Darksaber. Mando defeated him. Now, Mando has the Darksaber. Mando doesn't want it, because that means he's because
he's Jon Snow.
He's the heir to the throne of Mandalore, essentially, now, because he has it. Bo-Katan wants
it. He's
going
to give it to his bastard son, maybe.
So, anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted, season 3 of Mandalorian is probably just going to be figuring out, like, what the hell to do about the Darksaber.
Yeah.
Like, is Mando going to be end up, like, actually ascending the throne?
Can Mando give it to someone?
No. Remember, he tries that in the episode. You can't give it. It cannot be given freely.
So
it has to be earned through combat.
Okay.
Because
I understand
the whole lore of it is like...
Okay, I got a new idea.
No.
Okay.
The whole lore of it is like, say Bo-Katan bested
Mando,
who bested Moff Gideon, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, I got a new theory.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so we know that... I understand now that Baby Yoda is not his son.
We couldn't go a full 40 seconds without Baby Yoda.
I admitted that your theory was right.
Okay.
He can't be his son. But what if Baby Yoda goes to the dark side, and he comes and he fights the Mandalorian, Din Djarin, and he wins the Darksaber? Can that happen?
Could.
And then he's the rightful ruler of Mandalore. Got him.
He could be. I mean, Darth Maul was.
See?
Briefly.
See, and you just said Baby Yoda can't be the rightful ruler.
I said Baby Yoda can't be Mandalorian.
I feel like one is the same.
I feel like those are two, there are two similar yet distinct things going on here. You can be Mandalorian, which means you take up, like, code, a creed, you devote your whole life to, like, the Mandalorians, and you wear really cool armor, or you get a Darksaber, which is beating somebody in combat. Those are two distinct things.
So what if, let's go back to this Darksaber thing, but didn't whoever has the Darksaber, can't they be the rightful ruler?
Yes.
Isn't that what, so what if, we go back to my theory, Baby Yoda pretends to be evil, but he's not really, like, he has a crossover to the dark side, he pretends to be evil, he gets the Darksaber from Mando in a fight, and then he's like, JK, I'm good. I'm going to rule Mandalore as a good guy.
Why?
I don't know. It was the first thing I thought
that
of in
whole...
my head. I think we should call it before I blow my husband's brains
before
out.
Before there's more talks of how Baby Yoda can be injected into every single piece of Star Wars.
Thanks for listening to our show. Make sure to like our Facebook page through our link in the show notes or by searching We Like to Say We're Experts on Facebook. See you next time.